In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We continue with the Acts of the Apostles. I'm on Acts 7, verse 50. Stephen says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears." Remember what Jeremiah said, "Circumcise your hearts. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, Jesus, of whom you have been now the betrayers and the murderers." He's very strong. "Who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it." Yes, the scripture says that the law was given through the angels. "When they heard these things," the Jewish people, "they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed their teeth." They're very angry. "And he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And Stephen said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord." They think he's blaspheming. "And they cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul." This is very important. "And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, do not lay this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." Just like Jesus, "Do not lay their sin to them. I forgive them." And remember that the clothes were brought in front of the man named Saul. We're going to see that Stephen's forgiveness of Saul brought Saul to become Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles. Chapter 8. Saul was consenting unto his death. Saul put his thumbs down and said, "Kill Stephen." And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. So we see that because of persecution, many of the disciples left Jerusalem and went to Samaria and throughout the ends of the earth. Remember, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, and throughout the ends of the earth." Without persecution, the Christian community would have died in Jerusalem. So now, because of persecution, they must leave Jerusalem, not the apostles yet, but they must tell of the story of Jesus. Persecution causes them to preach the word of God. And again, the Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit falls upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and throughout the ends of the earth, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth." They were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The apostles stayed in Jerusalem, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and they made great lamentation over him. They wept over him. This is Stephen. Again, I want you to remember that Stephen was chosen to wait on table. But when the Spirit of God came upon him, when he was ordained deacon, the power of God came, and he could not wait on tables. He went to do signs and wonders and miracles and began to preach in the gospel to people. And that's why the Jewish people killed him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing, arresting men and women, committed them to prison. So Saul is into getting people jailed that belong to Jesus. Therefore, they were scattered abroad. They went everywhere preaching the word. Again, without persecution, they would not have been preaching the word throughout the lands. Then Philip, another deacon, went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them. I thought he's supposed to be waiting on tables, you see. When the apostolic spirit comes upon Philip, he starts preaching the word of God, starts doing miracles, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits started to cry out with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that the lame were healed. So we see Philip doing the work of the apostle, healing the lame, healing the palsied. This is God. This Holy Spirit can't be contained, and this preaching message can't be contained. When they were persecuted, they went outside of Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and ultimately to the ends of the earth. And there was great joy in that city. Simon, which beforehand of the same city, used witchcraft and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great person. This is Simon the magician, to whom all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man has the great power of God. He had no power of God. He had the power of the devil. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with his sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching and things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and both women. So we see that the people of Samaria hear the word of God because of persecution in Jerusalem, and they believed God, and they were baptized. Hallelujah. You see, Philip is proclaiming the word of God, and people start being saved. Then Simon himself believed also, that's the magician. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. And when they were come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. In other words, that they would receive the baptism of the Spirit. For as yet the Holy Spirit has not fallen on any of them. They were only baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So what happens is the apostles, Peter and John, come and make sure that they have the Pentecostal experience in Samaria. They didn't know who the Holy Spirit was. But now the power of God comes upon them, and they're going to go start preaching the word of God. They're going to go start doing miracles. Oh, we cannot do without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the key to this dispensation. He leads us to Jesus. He leads us to Christ. He does the things that only Jesus could do. And that is for the church. The church is to do the things that Jesus did. That's why he gave the Holy Spirit, not to keep the Spirit in a birdcage, but that the Spirit would become so, given to people, that their lives would be changed, and that they would start preaching the Word of God and doing miracles. And they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. How do you know they received? They start speaking in tongues and started to prophesy. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. He wants to buy it. He wants to buy it. Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said unto Simon, Your money perish with you, because you have thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray that God, perhaps he has seen your heart, may forgive you. For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken would come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of God, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. I'm telling you, this is power. This is power. Power of God. Whenever the power of God comes, you've got to know that there is a preaching mission that has to take place. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You know where the Spirit is because the Spirit causes people to preach the word of God and to bring people to Jesus Christ. This is the vocation of the church. We call it evangelization. Evangelization has to do with conversion of the heart, to circumcise the heart, that people would hear the word of God and people would give their life to Jesus Christ, and that their hearts would be circumcised, that they would belong to God. This is for all believers. This is for all believers. And it's not only for clergy, but even the clergy has not come into this beautiful experience that Philip came into and that John and Peter came into, that experience of the Pentecost, that experience of yes, the priests have received the Holy Spirit in baptism, confirmation, and in ordination, but they, many of them, have not experienced this wonderful baptism of the Spirit, this Pentecostal experience. You know where the Pentecostal experience is, how? Because people start preaching and start doing the wonders of God, healing the sick, casting out demons. I'm telling you, this is the reality. We need this Pentecostal experience. We need to grow in Pentecost. I told you we live in the day of Pentecost until Jesus comes back again. And Saul, still breathing threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired from the high priest letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any that belonged to the way, that's the Christian community, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem to get them arrested. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven. Remember what Stephen said, Father, do not hold this sin against them. Now Saul has this light from heaven. The Shekinah glory comes upon Saul. The Shekinah glory comes upon Saul. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. He came near Damascus. And suddenly there shone around him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? The Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the goad. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you have me to do? It doesn't take long. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told unto you what you must do. You see, God is into making disciples out of enemies. While we were yet sinners, the scripture says, Christ died for us. While Saul was persecuting Christians, Christ died for him. But not only that we were enemies of God, and God shines his light around Saul, and Saul realizes that this is someone that he doesn't know. He comes to the realization that, Lord, what would you have me do? And he said, go into the city. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what would you have me do? And the Lord said, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. I'm telling you this beautiful experience of Saul. But you know, I skipped Philip and the eunuch. Let's do Philip and the eunuch right now. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goes down to Jerusalem, unto the Gaza road, which is the desert. And Philip arose and went, and behold, a man from Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under the Candace queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he read the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of God said to Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. And Philip ran to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, do you understand what you are reading? And he said, how can I accept someone should guide me? That's real. That's why we need people to explain the scriptures to people. Because your people need a preacher. And the preacher needs to be sent by God. And I tell you, the more of the Spirit that the preacher has, the more converts he will get. When the preacher wants to die to himself and give his whole life to Jesus, then things begin to happen that only God can do. We need a preacher. How can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which the Ethiopian has read was, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare this generation? For his life was taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, please, I pray thee, who is he speaking about? Is he speaking about himself or some other person? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. This is it. The Spirit of God always leads us to preach Jesus. Not anything else, not even the baptism of the Spirit, as much as we need it. We preach Jesus in him crucified and raised from the dead. And as they went on their way, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What do you hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may be baptized. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded his chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, and Philip and the eunuch and was baptized. The eunuch was baptized by Philip. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached to all the cities till he came to Caesarea. What do you think the eunuch did? What do you think the eunuch did now that he's been baptized, probably filled with the Spirit? He went back to Ethiopia and began to preach Jesus. You see, this is amazing. This is amazing. Preaching Jesus. The eunuch had come to Jerusalem because he was Jewish. And he's reading the scripture from Isaiah 53. Philip preaches Jesus, and the eunuch wants to be baptized. Now, what's going to happen to the eunuch? He's going back to Ethiopia to proclaim the word of God. That's how Ethiopia got the word of God, from this eunuch who was under the queen of Candace. This is amazing. This is amazing. God using people. God using people and working with them and doing things that only God can do. I tell you, God is the only one that can convert the heart. Oh, preaching must be done. We must preach Jesus, but only God can convert the heart. Change the heart from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh instead. Only God can do that. No one else has the power to do that. I cannot change someone's heart. I can preach the gospel, but I cannot change someone's heart. I've been in church for so many years here, and there are just some people, like when I preach the word, it's like water going off a duck's back. They have not received the word. That's just the way it is. Then someone comes in, and they don't even know who I am, but they hear Jesus being preached, and their lives are changed. This is amazing. This is totally amazing. The changed life is the whole experience that Christ has been raised from the dead. What is the greatest thing that takes place when we preach Jesus? A life gets changed, and Jesus Christ becomes the Lord of that life. Has Jesus become your Lord? Have you received the Holy Spirit in baptism and confirmation? Yes. Has that Spirit been released in you? Have you experienced the Pentecostal experience? We need Pentecost. We need Pentecost. We saw that Peter and John went down to Samaria to pray that the Holy Spirit would come upon the people in Samaria. And how did they know that the Spirit came? There was a speaking in tongues and a proclamation of the prophetic word. We need that prophetic word. We need all the gifts of the Spirit. We do. We need them, that God would give us the equipment to preach the gospel. You see, we are being equipped by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is important to receive that gift of the Spirit. Because why? Because we can preach Jesus with authority. We can preach Jesus with greatness. We can preach Jesus as the Son of God. We can give to people what they don't have, and that's Jesus Christ. Become real in someone's life, that they become a relationship with Jesus. This is so important. This is so important. Then what happens to Philip after he does the work with the eunuch? It says, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, took him by the scruff of the head, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. And Philip was found at Azotus, passing through, and preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Again, remember what the deacons were called to do. The deacons were called to wait on table. The apostle said, it is our job to pray and preach the word of God. We should not be waiting on table. But then when the Spirit of God came on these people like Philip, what happened? They start doing the work of the apostles. Stephen and Philip start doing the work of the apostles. We don't hear of the other ones, but we hear of those two. We just surmise that the other five were doing the same thing. Why? Because that apostolic spirit came upon them. We need that apostolic spirit. Oh, yes. We need that apostolic spirit. People come up to me and say, you baptized me in the Holy Spirit. I never did that. Only Jesus can baptize in the Holy Spirit. I can preach, I can lay hands, but only Jesus can do that. I cannot do that. That's Jesus' work. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Samaria and throughout all the ends of the earth, and Judea and up throughout all the ends of the earth. thank God for the persecution. I want people to pray for the people in Ethiopia. Yesterday, I believe there were 28 Ethiopians who were killed by ISIS. 28 martyrs who were killed by ISIS. Please keep them in your prayers. Keep their families in your prayers. They would not turn away from Jesus Christ. They said, we'd rather die than become Muslim. And you know what happened? That's exactly what happened. They died because they believed in Jesus Christ, because they had a relationship with Jesus Christ. People say to me, what would happen if that happened in America? My Lord, we can't even get them to come to confession. Never mind people dying for Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want you people to read the 8th and 9th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. The 9th chapter is that beautiful conversion of Saul by the power of the Spirit, but there would be no Saul without a Stephen who forgave him. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.